Lauer challenged by Kemba along the sideline. Bounce pass, Gasol coming strong, and Jaylen Brown blocks the shot from the backside. Kemba the loose ball, lead for Jaylen. Lob for Gordon Hayward, not in shooting position. Throws out to the corner. Kemba Walker finds the open man. Tatum steps to his left, three in the air. Got it.
Man, that's a tough shot.
Took the Celtics about 6.5 quarters to find their rhythm, but they're in it now, leading by four with 4:19 to go, 104-100. Defense into offense. That was the story in the fourth quarter. The Celtics come from behind to beat the Raptors 112-106 in the home opener to get their first win of the year. It's been a busy week for Jaylen Brown, who joins us from the Celtics locker room. And we can talk about offense all you want. 21 offensive rebounds. You forced 23 Toronto turnovers. And I would imagine if this team is going to have the kind of year you hope you're going to have, that is the kind of performance you're going to have to put on.
Yes, sir. I think it starts on the defensive end. We got to come out with that energy, not just at home, but on the road, too. So tomorrow will be a good test for us.
When you guys play that way and you're talking about every loose ball counted, it just seemed like you ratcheted up the defense that much more in that fourth quarter. They were knocking down shots, but you never really let them take a breather.
Yeah, they played unreal. They hit a tough amount of shots that we, may or may not have been ready for them to hit. But, we adjusted during the game, and we got the win.
What difference do you see in Siakam last year to this year?
Man, he's shooting the hell out of it right now. it's early, but the way he was shooting the ball today, he was lights out. So, they need him to do that for sure. That's why they paid him the big bucks.
Is that something that – you will look at your peers in the league that came in at the same time as you and see the development that you have all had. Do you keep an eye on, I guess, your classmates, for a lack of a better term, that way?
I try to focus my energy on me, but I'm good friends with a lot of these guys. So to see them thrive and get better and do well, you can't help but cheer those guys on. They're great guys. So to see Siakam come out there and play well, I'm just glad he didn't play too well. So we got the win.
That definitely is a 2000-something version you just said. We're all great friends. I had no friends when we played in the NBA.
You don't have many now.
None, absolutely. But it's just a really different mindset, the way you guys, you're competitors, but at the same time, you care about each other.
Yeah, we compete on the basketball floor. We don't got no friends on the basketball floor, for sure. But off the floor, we more than just basketball players. We young men and fathers and brothers and role models. So, we try to, lean on each other because it's a tough journey that we all have to go through.
It's always a high-energy night in the building. Could you feel the sort of extra love for you now that your situation has been sort of clarified, your affection for the city and the fans, and how it was kind of returned to you tonight being back in this building?
I just wanted to come out and play. I feel like last game I didn't get a chance. So, I'm working every single day. I promised myself that, and I promised the city that. So I'm going to just focus on that. The love, the hate, whatever comes that way, I don't really care, man. I'm just locked in on the journey right now.
See you on the plane, my friend.
Thank you.
Jaylen Brown joining us in the Celtics locker room. 25 for Jaylen.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.